This is Emory University's Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University's Sound Science, Chris Larson, director of Emory's Transplant Center, discusses islet transplants and the advances and difficulties endemic to transplant medicine. Soon, Larson will assume the new roles of chair of surgery in Emory School of Medicine, surgeon-in-chief of Emory University Hospital, and director of surgical services for Emory Healthcare. I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science. Individuals with type 1 diabetes are unable to produce their own insulin because their pancreatic islets do not function. Emory's Chris Larson performs islet transplants, a procedure that could change the lives of many with diabetes. Larson explains.
The problem in type 1 diabetes is that the cells that make insulin have been destroyed by the immune system. They live in the pancreas, and they're little clusters of cells that produce insulin. And so the goal of an islet transplant is to replace those cells that make insulin. And you probably have on the order of a million of those little cell clusters in the body. What we do is recover a pancreas from an organ donor that might be giving a heart or a liver. And then we prepare from that pancreas these insulin-producing cell clusters called islets.
For an islet transplant to succeed, the patient must be given a sufficient number of islets and then manufacture enough to produce adequate insulin. Larson and his colleagues are looking for better ways to make this happen.
We know that an individual has more than enough islets in their own pancreas if they don't have diabetes. And in fact, you can take out maybe even up to 3/4 of the pancreas and not get diabetes. So the problem is the technology isn't as efficient as we'd like. Traditionally, what's been observed is that most people require more than one islet infusion.
Unfortunately, human islets available for transplantation are relatively scarce, leaving hundreds of thousands of people with type 1 diabetes insulin dependent. Larson believes pig islets may be a possible solution. He's been testing them in non-human primates at Emory Yerkes National Primate Research Center.
There are probably 1.5 million North Americans with type 1 diabetes. And, you know, we maybe have 20-some thousand donors a year. So even if we were incredibly successful, we'd never address the whole problem through using deceased donor organs. And so there are different options. One would be stem cell-based approaches, and that could either be from embryonic stem cells, potentially adult stem cells from bone marrow. But our area of interest has been in these xenogeneic islets, so using islets from newborn pigs, and we've been able to transplant those into non-human primates with success almost out to a year.
Despite some success in helping patients forego or cut down on insulin injections, the successful islet transplant still faces significant hurdles. Transplant recipients must take toxic immunosuppressant drugs to improve long-term survival of the islets. But many of these drugs cause serious side effects.
That's been the Achilles heel of what we've done to date with nonspecific immunosuppression. The drugs that we give today, cyclosporin-type drugs, they do dampen the immune system in a desirable way, but they also have all these off-target, undesired side effects. So the problem is they cause kidney damage, they cause cardiovascular disease by causing hypertension. But the new, more selective drugs prevent immune responses, but the clinical trials suggest they don't cause kidney toxicity, they don't cause high cholesterol, they don't cause high blood pressure. So they could be a major advance.
Ultimately, researchers are looking for a balance between dampening the immune system to prevent rejection and preserving the immune system to fend off infection.
So it turns out you have billions of T cells that recognize viruses, bacteria, fungi, all the things that can invade you. So each one has got a unique receptor on its surface that is ready in case something that receptor recognizes comes along. And it turns out that only, it's a lot, but only 1 to 10% of your T cells recognize an organ from a given donor. So there's the key. So if you can get rid of that 1% and leave the 99% intact, then you wouldn't have to dampen the whole immune system. So that's the central paradigm for immune tolerance.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.